Well, here we are, folks. The night that we've been preparing for since back before Halloween, right? A lot of anticipation, a lot of anxiety. When you ask several people today, what's Christmas all about? You get a lot of different answers. I heard someone speaking on the radio the other day about the low percentage of people in America now who believe in the true Christmas, that Jesus was born Messiah. Years ago when we were selling Christmas trees, I mean, I could go on all night about the stories that people would share with us, but one particular man came in one day, and while someone in his family was looking for a Christmas tree, he and I had a conversation about Christmas. And he said Christmas was just for kids and Jews. What a shame to have an attitude like that about the greatest holiday ever for mankind. Many say that Christmas is just for kids. It's all about the kids. Others say it's about showing love. Some might say it's Jesus' birthday, and to them it's just simply a big birthday party or a big celebration that Jesus was born, just like we'd have a party for any of us that recognizing and celebrating that we were born. But many people, oftentimes kids, will respond when asked that the most important thing about Christmas is the presents. In fact, the culture today says it's all about the presents. It's all about the presents. When we allow the culture to define a faith-based holy day, when we allow our culture to define a faith-based holy day, what else can we expect other than a commercially driven fiasco in which we feel obligated to meet certain standards of giving by which happiness and joy only comes to the receiver when we give them what the culture tells us they want? That's a lot to digest, so let me put it a little simpler. When we allow the culture today to dictate how we celebrate Christmas by telling us that others are only going to be happy if we buy certain things that the culture tells us that we have to buy them, then we can't expect anything other than a commercially driven fiasco. All the while, the culture puts the burden on the giver to come up with funds to afford what the culture tells them they need to buy. I saw a commercial the other day about budgeting for Christmas and literally telling the watcher of the commercial how much they should budget for Christmas. When Christmas becomes about budgets and about dollars and cents, then we've gone down a sad road of redefining Christmas. Sometimes I think the girl on the Charlie Brown Christmas is right when she said it's run by a large syndicate. We've come to view Christmas as a material holiday rather than an eternal holy day. But I do agree that Christmas is all about the presents. But you see, not only do we spell that wrong, we also define it wrongly as physical rather than spiritual. You see what I'm saying? Christmas is all about the presence of God in our lives. The very word Christmas begins with Christ. Millions of people will observe Christmas, but they won't celebrate it. Why they're even observing it at all, I don't know, because they don't acknowledge or observe that Jesus is the Lord and Savior of their life. When we read all these scriptures, the story from the beginning to the end of the Bible, you see, we find out Christianity is not a religion. It's all about people. It's all about a relationship with God. That's the Christmas story, about people, about God's love for His creation of you and I and all the people that have ever been and ever will be on the earth till Christ comes again to take us to be with Him forever. But it begins with Christ. As God promises in the very opening scriptures of the Bible, He's going to send someone who will crush the serpent's head. You see, Christmas begins with Christ. And our future begins with Christ. And when our future begins with Christ, our future is a future of hope. That's not the message of the culture today. Because when the cars rust out, and all the gadgets break down, and all the little toys are on the yard sale tables, and things are decaying, what's left? What's left? You see. Christmas begins with Christ. And when our future begins with Christ, we have a future of hope. Why? Because hope is based on a promise. You see. Hope is based on a promise. And we have the promises of God all through the Bible, and we have many, many, many fulfillments of those promises and many more yet to come in our lifetime and beyond. That's the story of the Bible in amongst the people in the Bible, in the relationship that they have with God. When they trust God, they find out that their only hope is in the God who's promised them hope and has promised us hope through Jesus Christ. And that's a promise who ran throughout the years up until right now, this very moment, and promises by God to run all through the years coming in through eternity. Why is that? And how can we really trust it and have hope in it? Because of the presence of God in our lives. Not just at Christmas, but every single day. Even if you don't believe in God, God's present in your life, trying to make Himself known to you every single day, so that at some point you might turn to Him and accept Him as your God and His Son Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He's present everywhere, at all times, in all ways. In the Scriptures, in the New Testament, the angel comes to Joseph and says, Joseph, don't divorce Mary. This is part of God's plan. He's going to save not only His people, the Jews, but He's going to save all people. This is a message of good news that'll be for all people. And when he's born, you're going to name Him Jesus, because He's going to save His people from their sins. The very name Jesus means the Lord saves. You see. So Christmas is about the presence of the Lord Jesus in our lives, saving us, not just once, so that we say, oh, I've done that, I've accepted Jesus, I'm saved, and we can go on, but that day in and day out, because of the presence of God in our lives and the Holy Spirit through Jesus, we're saved over and over again. From strength to strength, the Bible tells us, until He finally comes in the end to take us to be with Him, so that we can be where He is. The virgin will be with child, and you'll give birth to a son, and they'll call Him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. This is, in some cases, a very deep stuff. The Bible points to Jesus unmistakably all the way through. God never let up on His people, and He never lets up on you and I. His presence is always with us, trying to steer us and guide us and direct us so that we might rightly walk that narrow path in this life. And when we don't, and when we slip and fall, that's even more grace yet. You know, Christians don't fall out of grace when they sin. When we've accepted Jesus, we become, as John said, a child of God. We're adopted as His child, and He's not going to let go of us. Jesus said, no one can take them out of My hands. And what the great thing is that when Christians sin, they don't fall out of grace. They literally fall into grace, because God says, I got you. You're My child. You see. I'm so thankful that God's with me day in and day out, because if he wasn't, what hope would I have? What hope would any of us have? What hope? What can we put our hope in? That new car that we see on television? All those new things? The things of this world? The silver, the gold, the money? Christmas is about the presence of our Creator God who came to earth as a baby boy. We call that the incarnation, the divine made flesh. Why did he do it? So that he could live and see exactly and know exactly what you're going through as a human being, so that he could even better yet provide for you what you need. And though we might have become confused about the true meaning of Christmas, we have this time every year, this day, to refocus on God's plan of salvation for humanity and his great gift that we can receive now and hold dear all year long and for eternity. It's the gift that keeps on giving. It never rots. It never deteriorates. It never loses value. And long after the songs of Christmas have faded away, long after the toys have broken and many gifts are collecting dust, God is still with us. God is Emmanuel. Day in and day out, he offers hope to meek souls who will receive him still today. That's what Christmas is about. It's all about the presence, isn't it? It's all about the presence of God in our lives, made possible through the birth of Jesus Christ. Just like God promised. And we're thankful that we have a record of it, don't we? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your word.